Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting third. The right fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frankie Kelleher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cy Block. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Fox and he is safe. Joost steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cy Block is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Block hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Block. The throw from Lakeman and he is safe. Block steals second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Block moves to third. Two outs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Reds won, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon strikes out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball four. Russell moves to second. Cy Block is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Block is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Block hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick juggles the ball. That's an error on McCormick. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Novikoff hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick bunts towards third. Block fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive towards third. Block reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lakeman hits a fly ball into center field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vandermeer hits a line drive towards first. Russell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Block is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Block is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Block hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelleher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lakeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Felderman pinch hits for Jimmy Fox. Marv Felderman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felderman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marv Felderman now catching. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Russell strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Block fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Block fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Kelleher moves to third. Frey moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lakeman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Felderman to Sturgeon covering second. The throw back to home, and Kelleher is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Hank Weiss. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas juggles the ball. That's an error on Haas. McCullough moves to second. Cy Block is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Block is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Block hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCullough scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Reds. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 3 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Novikov is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Fleming now pitching. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 3 in the game. Vandermeer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vandermeer moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Block settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Vandermeer scores. Joost moves to third. It's 4-1, Reds. Berthas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Felderman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felderman is 0 for 1 in the game. Felderman strikes out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.